Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah Tes are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shish B'zecher of Andrew Zivig, Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah Ches continues talking about a person making a neder on his wife. So he told her, Sha'at Oisa Eini Oichal Ad Pesach. Whatever you make, I'm not going to eat up until Pesach. Or he tells her, Sha'at Oisa Eini Miskas Ad Pesach. Whatever you make, I'm not going to cover myself with it until Pesach. If you make a blanket or a sweater or a beanie, maybe a nice pair of socks. So also Lefnei Pesach, if she made it before Pesach, Motel Lechol Skasas Acher Pesach. So she's allowed to eat from it or cover himself with it after Pesach, because he only ossered himself from it up until Pesach. However, let's say he said as follows, Sha'at Oisa Ada Pesach Eini Oichal. Whatever you produce up until Pesach, I'm not going to eat it. Or Sha'at Oisa Ada Pesach Eini Miskase. Whatever you make up until Pesach, I'm not going to cover myself with it. So Asr Lefnei Pesach, if she made it before Pesach, Asr Lechol Uskase is Acher Pesach. He's not allowed to eat it or cover himself with it even after Pesach, because that was the lashon of his neder. That whatever you make up until Pesach is Asr on me forever, meaning even after Pesach. Moving on to Mishnah Tes with a slightly complicated neder. Let's say he tells her as follows, Sha'at Nenesli Ada Pesach, you're not allowed to benefit from me up until Pesach, Im Telchi L'Besavich Ada Chag, if you go to your father's house up until Sukkot. So we're holding right now, right after Sukkot. So there's almost 6 months until Pesach, and there's almost a full year up until the next Sukkot. And he told his wife, you're not allowed to benefit from me up until Pesach, which is for the next 6 months, if you're going to go to your father's house for the next year. So Hachol Fnei Pesach, if she went to her father's house before Pesach, Asur Ban Asay Ada Pesach, she's not allowed to have benefit from him up until Pesach. However, let's say she had benefit from him until Pesach, and then Achar Pesach, after Pesach, she went to her father's house. What do we say about this? B'lo Yachel Dvaroi, she's over the Isser of Lo Yachel, the one is not allowed to nullify their words, and over here, she was over this Isser, because it was very clearly stated that she's not allowed to have benefit from him up until Pesach, if she goes to her father's house up until Sukkot. And since she already had benefit from him before Pesach, that means that she's not allowed to go to her father's house all the way up until Sukkot. And when she goes to her father's house, she's over Lo Yachel. Now let's say the nether was the other way around, and he told her, Sha'at Nenesli Ada Chag, Im Telchil Besavich Ada Pesach. You're not allowed to benefit from me up until Sukkot, which is a whole year, if you go to your father's house up until Pesach. So B'chol Fnei Pesach, if she went up until Pesach, Asur Banasa Ada Chag. So she's not allowed to benefit from him all the way up until Sukkot. However, Umutaris Leil Chachar Pesach, as long as she holds back up until Pesach, she's allowed to go to her father's house after Pesach. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.